Hello friends, welcome to our Science and Chemistry Learning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by www.chemistrynotesinfo.com and I am your host Jitendra Singh Sandhu. In today's podcast, we will learn about density and its measurement. We will discuss from basics how to measure density with weighing balance and a scale and also learn about other methods of measurement of density. So, friends, density of any substance is calculated by simple formula, that is, density is equal to mass divided by its volume. So, friends, how to measure mass of substance with weighing balance? So, there are two types of balances. One is general balance, in which one side we place our substance and other sides we place the weights. So, that is very general balance, and in our labs we use a calibrated analytical balance or scientific balance. So, how to measure weight or mass of the substance with analytical or scientific balance? To measure mass of any substance, switch on weighing balance. Wait for 1 to 2 minutes for balance. Then balance auto calibrate itself and stabilizes. Now place any container and place tear button for 0 reading on balance. Now place substance in container and note the mass reading displayed on the balance display. So in this way we get the mass of the substance. Now how to measure volume of the substance with scale? To measure volume of solids with scale of any solid cube like solid substance, find its length, width and height using a scale. Now multiply its length, width and height, so we get volume, because formula of volume is length into breadth into height. So in this way we get volume of the substance. But this method is generally useful for the measurement of volume of cube like substances. And now for liquids, we use measuring cylinder to find its volume. So how to measure volume of liquids with measuring cylinder? To measure volume of liquid with measuring cylinder, first clean and dry measuring cylinder, then fill measuring cylinder with liquid. Wait for some time, then read readings of volume from measuring cylinder. Dear friends, if you find any difficulty in this explanation, then you can visit our website, whose link is given in the description of this podcast, where there is a video on how to measure density with weighing balance and scale. You can watch that video and learn easily from that video. Friends, there are other methods also, density measurement methods. And in that density measurement methods, we learn about other methods. So, there are so many common density measurement methods, like water displacement method, which works on Archimedes principle. This method is suitable for solids and irregularly shaped objects. To find out the density, submerge the object in a container of water. Due to this action, some of the volume of water get displaced, which is equal to the volume of the object. Density is calculated by dividing the mass of the object by the volume of water displaced. Mass is easily found out with weighing balance, and similarly volume of displaced water is easily found out with graduated cylinder. Another method is hydrometer method. This method is used to measure the density of liquids. A hydrometer is an instrument that floats in a liquid, and the depth to which hydrometer sinks in liquid is proportional to the density of the liquid. The scale on hydrometer is calibrated to provide density readings. You can visit our website to see the photos of hydrometers and learn how it works. Picnometer method. This method is commonly used for measuring the density of liquids and solids. A picnometer is a small container with a known volume. To use picnometer, measure the mass of the empty picnometer, then fill the same picnometer with the substance whose density to be measured. Now measure the mass again of filled picnometer. Density of the substance is calculated based on the change in mass, that is filled minus empty picnometer, and the known volume of the picnometer. So in this way we can find the density. Another method is gas picnometry. This method measures the volume of a gas at a known pressure and temperature. This method is applicable for the solids, porous materials and powders. The volume of the gas displaced by the sample is used to calculate density of the gas. Vibrating tube densitometry is another method. So, vibrating tube densitometry method uses the natural frequency of a vibrating tube. In this method, we measure the change in natural frequency when the tube is filled with the substance. Density of the substance is calculated based on the change in frequency. Another method is digital density meters. Nowadays, there are so many modern instruments that uses various principles such as oscillations, sound velocity or refractive indexes to measure density very accurately. Another benefits of these instruments is that they provide density of liquids quickly and more precisely. These all methods comes under digital density meters. Another method is X-ray or gamma ray attenuation. In X-ray or gamma ray attenuation method, we passes the X-ray or gamma rays through a substance and measure the attenuation. This method is applicable for solids and liquids. Density of any substance is calculated based on the degree of attenuation. Another method is ultrasonic density measurement. In this method, we send ultrasonic waves through a substance and measure the time of travel of ultrasonic waves. This method is applicable for measurement of density of liquids and some solids. Density of substance is calculated based on the speed of sound travel in the substance. Another method is nuclear magnetic resonance NMR method. This NMR method measures the nuclear spin of atom in a sample whose density is to be measured. This method provides the detailed information about the composition and density of the substance. Another important method is pressure volume temperature PVT analysis method. This PVT analysis method analyzes the change in pressure volume temperature of these gases. This method is used for gases and other high pressure applications. All density measurement methods discussed above have its own advantages and limitations. So friends, we choose the method based on the density measurement factors like type of material, precision required, cost of material or cost of measurement, trained manpower and available equipment. Friends, research organization and high end industries labs like QC lab in pharmaceutical and API companies, professionals and scientists select the most appropriate method to ensure accurate density measurement for their scientific applications. However, learning students in school, colleges and university uses financially sound, cost effective and simple to operate density measurement methods. If friends, you are still interested in learning more about density, then you can visit our website. There is a separate chapter on density, and you can also learn about so many other important scientific terms. Thank you to listening this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by www.chemistrynotesinfo.com. Thank you. See you soon in our next podcast.